I'm a Christian and believe that the only way to come into a relationship with God is to invite him into your life and to ask him, and he's there listening and waiting for us. And sometimes it takes terrifying experiences for people to do that. So I actually just said to the guys who have been on the boat with us, guys, like, this is obviously getting really scary. Do you mind if we pray together? And, you know, if you want to, just pray with me. So we stood there as a group, and I just began praying out loud with these 18 other people who had come on the boat journey with us. And that was really the turning point. A few minutes later, we discovered that the boat had been washed onto the reef that was hit, and it was stable and it wasn't sinking. And for me, that was the turning point, because rather than being on the sinking boat with the kind of imminent threat of being in the water, the boat is now stable on the reef. So we ended up sitting on top of this like broken boat, kind of hoping and waiting for rescue.
And do you think that that was as a result of your prayer, or was it, as some people might think, just a coincidence, just a lucky coincidence that you prayed and then this happened?
For me, I think it was a result of the prayer. But it's interesting how if you don't want to believe, you can always like be pushed to not believe in something and say, oh, well, that was just a coincidence, that was just a coincidence. I think disbelief, rather than being something that happens in the mind, it's something that happens in the heart, because people don't want it to be true. I believe it was a result of the prayer, but I'm not saying that absolutely all that proves God exists. There's always space for people to reject it and say, oh, it's just a coincidence. And I think that's why you have to kind of look at your heart and say, well, do you really want it to be true, or do you not want it to be true?
You clearly survived. You're here now. Yes. Were you? What happened at the end? You were rescued eventually?
Yeah, basically, we ended up sitting on top of this boat, and we just sort of waited for the sun to come up, really, to kind of assess the situation more. And it was mixed feelings. Like, it was good to see that the boat was stable on the reef when the sun came up. But it was pretty terrifying to see how big the waves were, which were crashing onto that rock, and just thinking, wow, I don't even know if we'd be able to make it off this rock alive if we tried to swim for it. But in the distance, talking about 5 miles, we could see these like misty mountains, which we presume to be the coast of Panama. So we were going through this really difficult decision of, do we sit on this boat and wait for rescue, or do we have a go at swimming for the shore? And we decided to sit it out for basically as long as we felt we could. And we were staying up until, I think it was, we hit the reef about 3 a.m. And it wasn't until sometime around midday that we got the first glimmer of hope. Someone shouted, oh, we see a boat. And I remember kind of looking and trying to spot what they'd seen. And then the moment I realized it was actually a boat, my goodness, that was such a sense of relief. It was absolutely overwhelming. I remember everyone just cheering.
You talk about it really clearly, and although it's that the memories are still very, very vivid, I guess it must have impacted on your everyday life. You can't forget a thing like that, can you?
Yeah, I think it teaches you that life is really precious. I think we kind of go around kind of day to day taking things for granted, but really it kind of puts things back into perspective. You know, it's that moment when I realised all those things I'd seen as valuable weren't actually that valuable. It's water that's going to keep us alive if we're drifting around in the sea. It's going to be the drinking fresh water. So it's things like that that changes. And I think you realise that life is such a precious thing. It can be snatched away from you at any time. And that gives you the motivation to try and live every day to the full, you know, make the most of every season of life, every day of life, because it's so precious.
And that's not the end of the story, really, Pete, is it?
No, it turns out the guys who had come to rescue us in this tiny little fishing boat came from a small island, and they were part of the Kuna tribe. And these Kuna fishermen, it turns out, were Christians. And I remember when we were on the boat, like, kind of mouthing thank you to them, they were just kind of refusing the thanks and pointing like to the cross on, and then pointing up and saying, no, thank God, don't thank us. And it was just, it's amazing. And we don't know to this day why those fishermen came out to that reef. We don't know what prompted them to come and sail or fish or whatever they were doing in that particular area. But we were so grateful when they did. And again, you know, like we prayed and the boat didn't sink. We were rescued. Again, you can have your own take on it. Some people say, oh, maybe it's a coincidence. But, you know, I just really think God was looking out for us that day. And one of the girls on the boat said to my wife afterwards, oh, God's got to be real. So I think it was not just for myself and my wife. I think it was a really powerful spiritual experience for other people on that boat too.
Absolutely amazing story. Pete, thank you very much for talking to us on BBC Radio Sheffield.
Thank you.